Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week. And in the second Aliyah of Parshat Bamidbar, we have 35 psukim. This Aliyah is a continuation of the last Aliyah. In the last Aliyah, Moshe is told to count B'nai Yisrael. And in this Aliyah, we hear the results of that census. The Torah first gives us the numbers of people in each Shevet, and then we hear the grand total, 603,550 males who are not Levi'im, since Moshe was told by Hashem not to include the Levi'im in the general census. They have specific, very holy jobs in the Mishkan. They have to take apart the Mishkan. They have to put it back together. They have to carry the Mishkan. They have to guard the Mishkan. They have to guard the Kelim in the Mishkan. And that is why they are counted separately. At the end of this Aliyah, at the end of the census, the Torah says the following. It's in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Nun Dalet. Vayaasu b'nei Yisrael kechol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe kein asu. B'nei Yisrael did everything that Hashem commanded. It's a very special pasuk. The census probably took a long time. It probably was very difficult. It was very challenging. But this pasuk could have ended by just saying Vayaasu b'nei Yisrael kechol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Why the extra two words at the end, kein asu? It seems clear that the Torah is giving an extra yeshakoach, an extra compliment to Moshe, to Aaron, to all of B'nai Yisrael, that they did this census so perfectly. Why? Why the extra compliment? Why the extra blessing? Why the extra words, kein asu? I saw a very beautiful answer in the Sefer Shemen HaTov. I often quote it in the FMT. This is a Sefer written by Rabbi Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita. He's a Rav and a Talmud Chacham in Williamsburg. And he says the following in his Sefer Shemen HaTov on this pasuk. Excuse me. When B'nai Yisrael did the census, it is very easy and very possible for every member of B'nai Yisrael to say, we're all equal, we're all valuable in the eyes of God. And we're going to talk more about that, Imir Tzashem, in tomorrow's FMT. However, that's very true until we get to Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi, no, we're not counting everybody. You have a special job. You have a unique job. And it's very easy for the rest of Klal Yisrael to say, wait a minute, what about me? Says the Shemen HaTov, why does it say the extra Kein Asu? Deze ma'ala gidola, shelo nitra'em, af echad. Al ma shenifkadu ha-levi'im li'atzman bivchina na'aleit umiuchedet. Ubetoch b'nei Yisrael lo hatpakdu. V'kulam kiblu zot b'sever panim yafot. Says the Shemen HaTov that despite the fact that B'nai Yisrael could have said, what happened to me? How come I don't get to take apart the Mishkan or put it back together or carry it or guard the Mishkan or carry the Kelim or guard the Kelim? How come they're so special? I guess I'm not so special. And B'nai Yisrael said no, they accepted the differences, they accepted it b'sever panim yafot. They recognized that Shevet Levi had a unique job in the Mishkan. That didn't mean that their job was less unique. It just because you're from Shevet Asher or from Shevet Dan or from Shevet Reuven doesn't mean that you're less unique. Every single Jew in Klal Yisrael, every single Shevet in Klal Yisrael has a unique job. Every single person in Klal Yisrael has to recognize that if you want me in Zvulun, I'll be in Zvulun. And I'll serve God like that. You want me in Shimon, I'll serve as Shimon. You want me in Levi, I'll serve as Levi. And every single Jew, nobody said, I don't accept them, I'm going to exclude them. The opposite. Every single Jew matters, and every single job of every single Jew matters. And Emir Tzashem will be all Zoche. We'll all be Zoche to recognize that each one of us has a unique role in Klal Yisrael, even though it looks like that person on my right or that person on my left has a different job. Every single job is important. Their job is important, and my job is important. We should be Zoche. Have an amazing day, everyone.